to those who will join us over the internet through BBS Radio. We are 1 minute away from the hour. We have a bunch of people on the phone line. Let us all say hi to the people on BBS.
Hi, hello, BBS audience.
Hi, BBS.
Our galactic greeter is back.
All right. I want to welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm Colby Kansas
here. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Say your name and location. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Gabriel in Nebraska.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thanks, hi.
Thank you.
So did your kids win the game, Heiser, on Monday?
No, no. We got, it was three games, two losses and one win.
Okay,
soccer weekend, though. We had somebody else join in. Good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Please say your name and location. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Ting, ting.
Hi, Claire.
Paul.
Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Steve in Flagstaff.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
To win.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Hello.
Hello, yes, Win. Hello, Win.
Hi, is Terry there?
Hello.
Negative.
Uh-oh. I better go wake her up.
I welcome those who just joined in. This is the Wednesday call. Please say your name and location. Two people at the same time. Lady first. Hello, welcome to the call.
Hello, Wynn. It's Michael Waterville.
Good evening, Michael. Hey. Welcome to the call.
When today I heard the singing of the whales, and my heart felt a piercing and outburst of feeling of like I was a sparkler.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Chris, good evening. How are you doing, brother?
Hey, so bye.
Not too much.
Yawa.
This is Gary in Encinitas.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Is that Gary the musician?
It is.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Wynn, how are you?
Good to hear you.
Hey, we're ready for food and water.
Let's see.
Your name and location.
For that pen. The pen.
All right.
Now,
hello, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry Brown, welcome to the call, Terry.
Hi, good to hear you.
Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Hi, Ron. Welcome to the call.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Hi, this is Donna from Kingman.
Hi, Donna. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Susan, Sacramento.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the call. Hey, anything wrong with the call, please location.
Hi, this is Kim from Minnesota.
Hello, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Is Dave from Mesa there?
Yes, he is.
Hi, Dave. I'm just saying special hello to you and Donna.
Hello.
Is that Donna?
Yes.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to Mesa.
Hello, Wynn.
Wrong Donna, that Wynn. She's over here.
Hello.
Oh.
Who's that from Florida?
Yvonne.
It's Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello,
yeah.
How are you?
Hi,
everybody.
Hi, Yvonne, my sister from another place.
This is Don from South Florida. Yeah, hello,
hi,
everybody.
Don.
Good.
Yvonne, hi, Wynn.
Didn't you just send me a really nice email, Yvonne?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now I can match the voice up with the email.
Hi, Wynn. It's Donna and Mesa.
Is that Donna and Mesa?
Yes.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
All right. We are going to start. So,
muted.
We are going to mute everybody. And everyone's muted except the peanut butter eaters. Let's see here.
Oh, that would be me.
You know what? You can tell Terry had connection with churches because she just confessed.
Okay, I'm going to
start the recorder. Okay, here we go. Wait a second.
This conference is being recorded.
This is 12-12-12. 12, 12, 12. A lot of people give this date special significance because of all the 12s being together. And, you know, one time I asked a question about that, the 12, 12, 12, and not 12, 12, 12. It was another one of those multi-digit calendar days. And I didn't get a clear answer about that being something special, except for the fact that because people thought it was, they created an energy to it. But that and that energy was real. So, you know what? Sometimes people make excuses for holidays, and it doesn't matter because they're still on holiday. So if this is 12-12-12 and there's something to it, we will participate in all those 12-12-12 energies that are going around on the planet right now, and we'll bring in our own energy. My name is Wynn Free. We welcome everybody on BBS Radio and everyone that's on the conference line. And I thank you all for being here. As many of you are learning, these are unusual calls. They're really unusual, and sometimes it takes a while to get the hang of it. Because it's what I would call, what I would think. Well, let's say that when things are happening in invisible realms, when you feel shifts of energy, we are not going to go to a scientist and say, hey, that happened. But you know that it happened. And there's so many people that get on this call that are feeling shifts of energy, and we have voices that are talking to us that say they're connecting with you, and that's how it feels, and it's usually very positive, and it's usually very uplifting, and it usually, I'm just saying from the kinds of emails I get, people suddenly feel their hearts open, their depressions go away. And I'm glad to say that I'm not doing it. I'm just showing up. It would be scary if I thought I was doing it because my phone rings off the hook enough, and I am just a facilitator. And even Terry is a facilitator. And even Daphne is a facilitator. And I'd like to mention, let me see here. She was going to show up tonight. Let's see if she's here. Are you here, Daphne?
I am here, Wynn.
You know, Daphne's had been on sabbatical. You know, when she does these sessions, you know, it's kind of hard to figure Daphne out, even for me, because sometimes she does them and she feels really great. And other times she gets all kinds of side effects when she channels. And, you know, we talk and we theorize and we try to figure out how she can clear all of that. Is there anything you'd like to share with everyone?
Can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear.
All right. Well, it's the much heralded 12-12-12, and we're moving into the 12-21. So, I mean, for me personally, this has been exceedingly intense. And I think it has been for some other people too. And for other people, it's been very uplifting and very good. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a question I'm probably not going to ask. Well, maybe I'll answer it myself. This is from a guy named Dan. He said, I thought things were screwed up on Earth, but now I know that I know about the Elohim, things don't seem much better up there. This is very depressing. It says the universe appears to be run by a bunch of incompetents. Well, you know, when you, we've asked so many, I don't know, Dan, if how closely you've tracked us, but the key element to the way this realm got started was to create free will as opposed to slavery, okay? And within the context of free will, things would unfold how they unfolded. It would be as if you had some children and you were bringing them up, and many people do have children, and they know their children are going to do what the children want to do. They're not going to do what the parents want them to do. And when they're young, the parents are trying to influence them in a positive way, hopefully, and sometimes they don't do that. Sometimes the parents are screwed up because their parents were screwed up, and all this stuff gets, you know, passed down. And the one key element that I get in this connection with the Elohim and the higher groups, the Ra group, is they don't run this realm. They co-create with it. And so it would be, again, as if you had a child that was screwing up and screwing up and doing drugs, and you can't stop them from doing that. But one day, they call up and they say, Dad, I need help, and you're there. So that's the way it works. We're on this line, in a sense, saying, Dad, we need help. And many of us have found that they become present and active if we ask. But otherwise, if they just did things without anybody asking, we wouldn't grow. We'd be a bunch of slaves. And the goal, from their point of view, is to create growth, to create spiritual growth, to create expansion into the higher realms, not just to placate us and say, give us whatever we want. And as you start to expand into the higher realms, and you may not know what that means, you'll know it when you know it, but when that starts to happen, that's when this thing that Jesus said kicks in, put the kingdom of heaven first, and everything else will be given to you. And the addendum to that is it doesn't matter at that point. So, it matters if you're struggling to survive. It matters if you've got a family and people depending on you. It does matter in that sense. But say in terms of ambition, in terms of what you want to become, how you want people to see you, being wealthy or famous. It doesn't, you don't care about those things anymore. So thank you, Dan, for your question, and I don't think I'll ask it. They may want to say something about it. Anyway, now that I read it, who knows what they're going to do. And I thank you all for sending in your questions. And we have some really interesting questions tonight. And Terry? Hello, Terry. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is it okay if Daphne answers a question tonight?
Sure, that'd be great.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't have a question for her, do you?
Maybe what's the meaning of 12 toes 12?
Okay. That would be a good one for her. You know, just what's the meaning of 12, 12, 12? Now, you know, from an Elohim point of view, the whole universe is put together by mathematics. So, numbers mean something. There's a whole science called numerology, which puts numbers together and tries to create interpretations. I noticed when I was younger that aside from doing astrology, I was paying attention to numbers, but I never studied them. But I did notice that there were certain numbers that kept reoccurring in my life. Like, for example, the street address that I grew up on kept reoccurring in different ways. It would reoccur, or close to it, in phone numbers of people that I would be connecting to. And I put together the idea that maybe it had to do with grounding, since it was where I grew up, the street numbers. What do you think, Daphne? You think that would relate to grounding?
Well, I think it depends on the street number itself. Because different, I mean, clearly it's your home, so there is an aspect of grounding, but I also had a combination of 1 and 9 and 7, which kept showing up in my life, you know, as my parents' home, as my husband's zip code, as telephone number, and each of those numbers in itself has a meaning, so the combination, when you put it together, has a meaning too. So I guess I would say yes to you, but there's also more that you can play with that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get started with people's questions. And what I'm going to do is I'll call in the light, and I'll see if our sources have anything to say through Terry, just in manner of introduction, and then we'll go through the questions. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the energy fields of the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. Can we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now? And I turn it over to Terry to do an introduction or a welcome from our sources.
I greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is the 12th December 2012. And the fund has moved, positioned itself more toward the south, and it is getting colder in the northern hemisphere. And we look in on the individuals in the Earth realm, and we greet each and every one of you, and we are available to you, the ones that wish us to be available to them. We are totally free will. We don't know what the word is here. We are a totally free will group and individual which allow free will. And so if one does not wish to connect with us, then we know that and we do not connect. So we connect to a degree that you seek. And we are available to you. And we are taking a moment here to orient. We see that there are within the earth plane different groups who celebrate the winter and bring cheer into the darker days when the sun does not shine as long. And this brings cheer and connection with individuals. It is a time of love and a time of connection, a time of drawing close. Do you have questions?
Many decades I've been on Earth, and I have been astounded at all the things I don't know, although I amaze myself with innate instincts about things and concepts I have no knowledge of. Is this a flow from the junk DNA we carry? And I would add the question, is it something from flash-throughs from other dimensions or other lifetimes? That's what I would add to that. And well, going back to your question, secondly, since my early childhood, it's my belief that once you pass over to the other side, you know and understand everything. Everything is correlated and interrelated. Are these assumptions correct? And that's from Angeline in Morinville, Canada. Terry?
Thank you. When one passes over to the other side, they do not necessarily know everything. It depends upon the baggage that they carry when they move to the other side, and it depends upon their focus. What do we mean by baggage? There are memories that one can become immersed in. There are energies that one can become immersed in and carry with them to the other side. And so then as they are on the other side, they still do not have the awareness to know all. There is a school in the heavenly realm where one may read of the Book of Knowledge and may ask questions and may learn at a greater rate. If one is very clear, they can then observe and they can focus on what is around them and have extrasensory perception and begin to be able to see things that others do not see, even though they are in the higher realms, because as they themselves become an instrument of viewing and open to the higher frequencies and can increase their sensory perception beyond that of the lower earth plane and can increase into the higher realms. As an analogy would be when one sees colors, if one could increase their sensory perception, they could see into the ultraviolet range or down into the infrared range. There are ranges of frequencies above one that one can, when they become clearly able to refocus and to not get their attention locked in on some of the lower vibrations, they can begin to have a wider range of knowledge. When one is in the earth plane, there are many things based upon how they were brought up, where they were oriented in one way or another, and it can cause them to be not completely focused as they would wish, as they had been given commands from their parents, rituals perhaps that they may perform, beliefs that they have according to what their parents believed and instilled in them. It causes them to participate in other things which they of themselves think may be extraneous. There are consensus realities of procedures and of social graces that are in various cultures that one may come to believe are a waste of time, yet one is influenced by their caste and by their groups to do them. When one is in the third density, it becomes harder to think a thought and to have it take place as the physical universe needs to respond and to reform and to manifest. And it can become very frustrating to be in the physical universe. There are many things that a person need do in order to survive: the things, the cleaning, the mundane things, the taking out of the garbage, things which, as it may not be in their purpose, their lasered purpose line, then they may consider it a frustration. However, many people enjoy the cleaning, and that is their profession, and then they may have other things that they do not feel comfortable to do. But there is a time delay entered between the thoughts and the actions and the accomplishment of the goal in the third density that makes things frustrating. We hope this has shed some light on this.
Thank you. Next question. This is a question that I'm going to pose for Daphne. You know, somebody sent me a picture from... are you there, Daphne?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Somebody sent me a photo, and you remember that Terry Cole Whitaker She was a very pleasant minister on TV quite often. And she sent somebody a picture where she was somewhere. Now, where was she? Mount Shasta? I don't remember. And she saw the sun and what seemed like a second sun in the sky. Now, some time ago, through Daphne, there was a message that came through about something about this shift and there being two suns in the sky. And maybe we could have some more explanation of that. And if Terry Cole Whitaker took a picture and there was a second sun, how come we can't all see it? Thank you.
Okay, this is an interesting one because I've been getting pictures from people down in Australia. We greet you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an on your date of the 12-12-12. There are many anomalies and many physical signs and wonders at this gateway, at this opportunity for attunement and reconciliation of those higher matrix frequencies of perception and analogous transportation. By transportation, we speak of those inherent energies, those inherent gateways, those inherent transduction lines by which certain souls are compelled to experience certain experiences. Regarding the organs of perception, from your 3D vantage point, there are anomalies, there are phenomena which are occurring with a more intense, streamlined, focused effect and punctuating your 3D density reality with those images beyond the 3D density reality. And in this way, peppering, or we would say salting and peppering, the 3D density in preparation for an expansion of consciousness, which would lead those souls which are so able to continue a journey of expansion and unfoldment, incorporating into their own perceptual mechanism those experiences which lie beyond the 3D matrix. The short and the simple is that you are being introduced to that which is beyond your current framework in a way which would preserve the present framework insofar as it is necessary for a peaceful evolution into stages of higher consciousness. When moving a civilization from one level of consciousness to another, care must be taken not to introduce elements too quickly as panic or mass hysteria is to be avoided. These are negative outcomes and serve only to hurt the learning populace. That being said, the phenomenon of the two suns is indeed real. There are indeed, beyond this dimensional perspective, a multiplicity of suns. There does exist a binary star system. As the DNA unfolds, as it is able to calibrate and incorporate more light, one is able to traverse the time-space continuum and a dimensional field, bringing in perception of a multiplicity of phenomena that exist in the here and now, for all things do exist in the here and the now. Time travel shall be possible. Cosmos travel shall be possible. It is as if you are arriving at a huge way station, a huge galactic transport station, and depending upon the level of consciousness, your main focal point of the consciousness, the main place you have arrived, you shall depart at this time in these coming months onto a journey that includes the highest expansion of consciousness possible, wherein you have attained a certain threshold, a certain calibration, a certain attunement. If you make yourself as a string on an instrument, you have perhaps been hovering around a D or a B sharp or an F or a G. It is there you shall be going. It is there on this new higher frequency you shall be moving. It is there you shall be exploring. It is a point of embarkation. We hope this has helped.
Thank you. I'll address this other question to Daphne, and it's from Claire. And Claire asks, I think this is kind of funny, if the Elohim want to speak with you, me, why do they not do so directly rather than through external channels?
Well, I can answer that. That's in my consciousness.
I could too.
why do you go to a concert to listen to, you know, Itzhak Perlman? or why do you go to? I'm not comparing myself to Itzhak Perlman, but why do you go to an acupuncturist? Or why do you go to an art museum? You go to see or to hear or to experience those people who have honed their craft. And that's not to say that everyone has craft, everyone has gifts. It's just a matter, it's discernment, of course. Everyone practices and has most likely lifetimes of experience honing a certain craft, a certain precision, a certain frequency. If you look at Carla Ruckert's material, if you look at the raw material or the Jane Roberts material, the level of craftsmanship there is phenomenal. And clearly, those people had lifetimes and lifetimes of doing this kind of transmission work. Just as there are people, Terry is a master painter. I'm a bumbling musician, but I love it. So, I think that it's a matter of skill and perseverance and something that's built over eons and over experience. That's just my human answer.
I think that people don't realize that. It can appear to someone that the Elohim say, well, let's decide to talk to this person or that person. And what they don't realize is that the people that end up having this kind of high-level communication have developed it as a talent. It's not, it's a two-way thing. The receiver has to be on and tuned to the right frequency, and not only that, their intent has to be high. And if you read the Creator God book, you found out that when Daphne and I were first experiencing each other in 2002, I asked the question, and I said, things like, what was the question? The question was, how do I connect with the parts of myself that are in higher dimensions? I know I've had all these synchronicities. Can you tell me more? And they said, write your dreams down. And so that night I put a pad by my bed, and I wrote my dreams down, what I thought was my dreams. And I would wake up, and I would scrawl something on the pad. And in the morning, when I looked on the pad, there were all these sentences, kind of wise guidance that they were giving me. And it wasn't dreams. It was things like, you have to look tall and thin. You're supposed to be the front man. We're not doing this for entertainment. It has a serious purpose. Communication from another dimension, just like Casey. He slept to connect with this dimension. It's the insanity of passion that makes things happen in the real world. And I looked at that, and I, quite frankly, said, I must be truly going nuts. Because here I'm writing the reincarnation of Edgar Casey. I'm about 2 months into having conversations with a voice that says they're the Elohim through Daphne, and suddenly they're coming in my dreams. And I have more of an affinity with the Ra group, I believe, than the Elohim group. So I tune to the Ra group's frequency. You notice when I talk, I can talk and I bring in a lot of wisdom when I talk and a lot of understanding. And it's the Ra group kind of wisdom. And Daphne brings in celestial information. And Terry kind of brings in a cross. But we're talking to both groups, but my energetic leaning is more towards being a Ra wanderer. And another thing is that if one wanted to design a circumstance to bring this into the public awareness, I don't think it could be better designed, because the way the story unfolded, the way that there's two people doing it, I don't think they designed that. I think that was an act of divine, what's the word? Divine stumblebumism, that it just occurred that there were two people in my life that had this talent to bring this through, and I had the ability to be a public speaker about it, so that I could get it to people. And it's far more effective than me coming on the line and saying, hi, this is Wynn, and blah, 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 blah. Now we're going to have the Elohim. I wouldn't believe me. It's hard to believe this is real. And so the way it's come about makes it a lot more accessible and interesting to people, because there's so much phenomena attached to it. And you want to comment on that? Either Daphne or Terry?
What do you think, Terry?
Terry, are you muted? Hello, Terry. Oh. You know what? I muted you, Terry. Unmute. Star 6. Okay? Hello, Terry.
Yeah.
I don't... There we go. I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you give me a short summary, because I came clear out of trance and I don't know what we were talking about.
We were just talking... You can go back into trance. I'll tell you what. Go back into trance and answer it from their point of view. Why don't they talk to me?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Give us a moment. We try to talk to people, and we have tried different things to be able to get through. One of them is to have a merger with the frequencies of the Ra group and the frequencies of the Elohim group, so that we have a broader frequency that we could get through on. We comprehend much more than people think that we do, because we are of such a high frequency that when we respond, we may get a feeling of response or a feeling of energy, but the fine-tuning of it in words and that, and sometimes the larger concept does not always get through. But one can be aware that when they talk to us, we listen and we make ourselves available, first of all, in the area of concepts, providing an energy that contains the concept, hopefully the person will be able to utilize in some way. For instance, when you do the calling in of the light, you present a concept to consensus reality, and it is beyond language. So when we get a prayer, a communication, a desire, a yearning, a wishing from someone in your realm, then we are available to them. Give us a moment. We listen, and this has been one of our fondest hopes, that the individuals in your realm can know that we care, that we look at an individual's growth and potential for growth, and we see sometimes the lessons are very hard, and we do not interfere where it is not for the highest good. But we are available, and we are there, and we are beyond English language, beyond the workings of the lower frequencies. We are beyond that. So sometimes very often it is hard for individuals in the third density to connect or to know that they're connected with us, even though they are connected with us.
Thank you. You know, maybe I can take this opportunity. Daphne, I thought I would ask a question that sometimes is your question. I'll tell you what the question is, and if you give me permission, I'll ask it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, Daphne comes from a tradition of using the word God and thinking of God in a somewhat traditional way. And sometimes she finds a conflict in the word God and who are the Elohim and their relationship to this word, the normal use in this realm of the word God. And the question is if they can explain that to us. Is that okay with you, Daphne, to ask that?
Are you going to ask it through Terry?
Through Terry, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, can we have an answer to that? Do you understand the question?
Yes. Thank you. We are delighted with your question. Is sometimes individuals put us up and we lost God, and sometimes when they can see us, there are individuals that can see us, and they assign us the status of God or gods, and we do not consider ourselves to be God, and although some other beings in the third density do consider us gods, we do not consider ourselves as so, and we consider that there is, and we get beyond words at this point, there is, and it's very faded on descriptive words to say all that is, there is a power beyond time and space. It is not of time and space. There are guidelines that the logos can take advantage of in setting up the rules for their local galaxies and their local star system. There is a force that is not an old man with a beard, but an all-knowing, all-seeing force that is in, it's beyond existence because it's beyond space and time. And we would consider that closer to what you would call God. It is a force that dearly loves the life forms, and is pulling and rooting for the life forms, and for their growth in the difficult multi-universe. We hope that helps.
When a person that is not sophisticated to all this understanding of logos and sub-logos, etc., and they have learned the word God, and they use the word God, and they make requests using the word God, does the Elohim or the Ra group sometimes answer those requests on behalf of all that is?
Yes, is an instrument of, as you say, all that is an instrument of this and the way things are designed to work. We are aware and we do what we can for the highest good to bring resolution.
Thank you. We have some requests from Teresa. And Teresa, maybe next week I will ask one of your requests. But what you're asking is kind of on the order of a very personal reading. And for most people, we try to pick the questions that are broad enough that even when it's personal, that it can reach other people as well. But I thank you for your question, and watch for next week. Maybe try to resend it and pick the question that is most relevant. And I'll give you an example. You asked the question, will my financial situation improve in the new year? And that you're thinking that there's a destiny that is not in your hands, that you don't create that. And the fact of the matter is, if something changes, you're part of the creation of it. So the question would be, well, better put, is how do I change my financial situation from where it is now so it's better? And talk about some of your obstacles. And that would be more likely to get a better answer. And next question. Thank you, though, for asking. This is from Caleb. And I don't know where he is. He asked this question before, but he tried to refine it. The answer to why anything exists at all. Joy. The answer to why we strive throughout many lives into infinity is to find and express joy. But is joy really kind of like a drug to placate us? Because otherwise we go mad existing forever in infinity, trapped in infinity, doomed to be conscious for all time. And is joy really an answer in itself? What is joy, and why should everything's existence be dependent on having joy? Thank you. And that's from Caleb.
I just wanted to let you know, sorry about that.
Would you like to answer that, Daphne?
We have a new chapter on your book, so I just thought I'd let you know about the cosmic time.
Okay.
So we can have the class here in the next 5 minutes or two.
We greet you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. You have presented us with a very pertinent question, a question which is seemingly at the heart and the desire nature of what you would assume to be the physical expression of manifest experience. Indeed, joy is desirous. It is desireful. It is full of desire. It is awakening consciousness, reflecting back upon its state as awakening consciousness, thus blending into overlays, moving forward in the envelope of the space-time continuum. It is a tool. It is a propellant. It creates creation. It makes creation go. In the final estimation, if there is no go, if there is no fuel, if there is no juice, there is stasis. Stasis stops. Creation ceases. There must be love. There must be joy. There must be compassion for creation to continue to create. Else, all is in paper and begins to control. So, this is me talking now. I'm getting a very strong sense that they're saying that if we don't have joy, if we don't have exuberance, if we don't have love, there really is no purpose in this, at least human dimensional expression. It's the highest purpose that we have here. Something that I've grappled with for a long time myself.
Thank you. You know what? It's 7:58, and we have to come to a close. And I took the time, because Daphne hasn't been here for a while, to ask a couple questions on her behalf. So those of you that asked questions that were scheduled and didn't get asked, I apologize and put them in for next week, and I will give them first priority. Also, I'll be sending out an email tomorrow. We are going to do a special grid healing on December 21st at 8 p.m. That's going to be broadcast on BBS Radio as well as on a phone line. And I'm going to encourage everyone to share that with everyone and invite them to that. And it'll be particularly addressed to having a lot of new people on the line. So watch for it, and I'm really grateful that Daphne came in tonight and shared, she brings another energy to these calls. It's really beautiful, and I hope she'll want to come in the future. And, of course, I thank Terry for being such a stable influence in holding all of this together and her own dedication. So on that note, we'll bring this call to a close. And thank you all. And thank you all for being here and holding the energy that makes it possible to do this in a public way. And we'll see many of you on our Sunday grid healing. Thank you.
Unmuted.